These kids have to go back to the community. We have to prepare them for reentry. It should begin from the day that they actually enter the facility. The purpose is to actually prepare them to be able to get out with some skills and competencies so that they are successful when they're back in the communities. However, in my experience of working in this area, we noticed that our focus stayed within the facility for a very long period of time, and we sort of hoped that the youth would get out, would know how to actually navigate the systems, and would be able to enter successfully within the community and be able to perform as a great citizen. We all know that our systems are pretty tough to navigate. So how can we actually expect that the kid or the youth who is 15 years of age would be able to navigate through this by herself or himself? So I think it's important that we begin to understand their issues and start the programming from day one. The other thing we learned from our experience is that we never incorporated youth voice in planning or programming for reentry. We assumed that the facility needs to have cognitive restructuring, we need to have anger management, we need to have substance abuse supports, which is essential. But at the same time, we never could understand the nature of the barriers that these youth actually experienced and how some of these things could assist them. So now we have started to utilize that component in the planning process. We have started to focus upon what they are telling us. And we figured it was important for us to find out about the capacity of the stakeholders. For example, the community colleges, schools, or employment agencies, Goodwill, in their knowledge and their preparation about reentry. And we found that many of our stakeholders indicated their lack of knowledge about reentry practices. And we felt that their lack of knowledge about these reentry practices serves as a barrier for youth who actually gets out and tries to navigate these systems. Now we have started to build capacity of our stakeholders, and we are trying to increase their awareness and their knowledge base. So I think it's extremely important that the planning and programming actually starts for this youth as soon as the kid actually gets into the facility.